With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed. Traffic and weather on the fives. News you can trust and an informed perspective you can't get anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Slip sliding away.
This one's for my dad.
You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
And thanks to then-President Donald J. Trump for making today National Vietnam War Veterans Day, March 29th. Welcome into what's turned into a special edition of the program where you can share your stories with us at 843-721-TALK, 721-8255. Paul Simon, Simon and Garfunkel, Slip Sliding Away is something my dad actually wrote about. When he heard that song, he went to a different place because he penned the story. And share your stories, whether you want to call here on air or you just want to write them down or record them to something. But he talked about punking a plane load of Green Berets when he was just a rank newbie into thinking he was actually eating his buddy's vomit from a puke bag when they had preloaded and preplanned the whole thing with something from an MRE. It was just this whole elaborate prank. It ended with the baddest of dudes vomiting all over their boots before hurling themselves out of a perfectly good airplane. The commands came, stand up, hook up, stand in the door, go. He said he was laughing uncontrollably as he watched his fellow paratroopers slip sliding away and they made their way to the jump door, barely able to keep their footing or balance. And now on this icy, slick, vomit covered, still bouncing about cabin floor. So these are the stories that I encourage you to share while you can, because he's no longer with us. Over the weekend, I was able to share some of Ranger Bob's stories, and you were there. What's up, Trucker Ted? Trucker Ted and his wife, Leanne, thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah, we came out. We enjoyed that. Thank you so much, Kelly, for sharing your stories about your father. That was wonderful. We want to thank the Army nurse who shared, the flight nurse who shared, or Air Force, I apologize. She's a major, retired major, and she shared her story.
True
about
heroine. Yes, talking about getting shot
true.
At, and she didn't
true.
Realize. And,
but people don't realize that the age of these people, she was 22 over there in a flak jacket going to pick up our men and women that were injured, you know, and the true heroism there. And they don't have a big sign in front of the VFW there that heroes are here, you know, like some of these companies do. Those are the true heroes. The heroes of the VFW and the heroes at the American Legion, these veterans that served. And, I mean, the stories that we heard with the World War II veteran, what a spitfire he was.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And the stories that he told, and to listen to that, and the fact that he was schmoozing and hitting on my wife. Here he is, twice her age, and full of it all. So, and I thought that was wonderful. What a wonderful person, and what a great time we had over there.
Yes.
To all the veterans out there, all I can say is that when you go there and you listen to some of these stories, it inspired me enough where I became a supporter at the VFW, and I went home and I found my Legion card and I renewed my membership to the American Legion.
Good for you.
These organizations are dwindling. I just read an article about it, and like we were talking off air, Kelly, that was where our fathers went for their PTSD, to talk to the people that were there. We can't understand it. I never left the country during any of these conflicts. And as a veteran, the closest I came was an airplane hangar in South Dakota to anything. So I can't understand what these gentlemen and women went through. But I do love them as my brothers in arms.
Yeah.
But I can tell you one story about a friend of mine that was over in Vietnam, and he was getting ready to leave. He was a tech sergeant. and the airplane was going down the tarmac, and it was taking off, and then it slammed on the brakes, and the pilot comes over the intercom and says, "Get the expletive off the plane, get the expletive off now." And as he's getting off the airplane and they're scrambling, he turns and looks, and there's an unexploded missile in the wing of the plane. So here he was getting ready to go home, and that's how close to not coming home he was. And, you know, but that's the type of bond that you make when you join the military. Mm-hmm. And I still remember Ron's name and his rank and that. And, you know, he'll be my friend for life.
Yep.
And this is what a lot of people need to look at. You know, this country was saved by every single one of these veterans, no matter what war it was, no matter what conflict we were in, you know, whether it was Grenada or Vietnam or Iraq or Iran or wherever we may wind up in the future. This is to protect the Constitution. And I'm going to call Nancy Mace out on that. I took an oath. I took that oath to protect and serve. I'm willing to die for this country. And she needs to learn from a Rhodes Scholar what the Constitution is. There was 9 senators that said they were not going to verify that. So that's my call out to her.
We spoke recently with the Congresswoman. If you missed the interview, wherever you get podcasts, you could just search my name, Kelly Golden. It's also up 943WSE.com/Kelly. And Trucker Ted is talking about the very specific question I asked her. She, now knowing what she knows now, would she have certified those votes? And she pretty much, you heard her answer, doubled down and said, yeah, I did what the Constitution told me I'm supposed to do. And that's not what some lawmakers from South Carolina did. She didn't go, you know, with very conservative lawmakers in South Carolina who did not vote to certify. So that was a great interview. I hope that you check it out, 943WSE.com/Kelly. But Trucker Ted was at VFW Post 445 over the weekend for a pig picking on Saturday, where I shared just some of my father's special forces service in Vietnam, what it meant to my family. We don't talk about the families enough, Trucker Ted. There are a lot of people, generations of people who were affected, by clearly, wartime service. And today is National Vietnam Veterans Day. So I urge you to share your stories while you still can. Patches, ribbons, pins, stick them on a box top and talk about them. Have kitchen table conversations that you've been worried about having before. Because had we not had those conversations, Ranger Bob and I, he would not be in Arlington this morning.
Right. And talk to your spouse. I have the best spouse in the world for when it comes to me talking about anything with the military. Mm. She's 100% supportive of me and everything that I did. So,
well, and you mentioned the VFWs and the American Legions being places that these guys and gals could go to talk. And I will never forget my father. You know, they didn't call this PTSD. You know, we program soldiers. There's no deprogramming. And they come home and there was no PTSD therapy dogs. You know what I mean? And I remember my father finally in the end, PTSD, he didn't have PTSD, And this was just, a year and a half before he passed. Trucker Ted went to a PTSD group only to get kicked out day one for hurting people's feelings.
I looked around every Memorial Day we used to gather at my house as a child. And every single one of my uncles had served except for one in World War II. And one of my uncles was killed in World War II. And that's why I claim to be a Gold Star family member. You know, this is somebody that I never met, but I know the story. I know how the town stopped. I mean, things changed. And if it wasn't for the support that they and love that they had of their family, then it's so hard to say, all the things. And to the Vietnam veterans, all I got to say is welcome home. You know, we love every single one of you, and thank you for what you did for our country.
Amen. Welcome home.
From Pennsylvania Avenue to Rivers Avenue, 94.3 WSC gives you the headlines and the context you need to stay informed. 94.3 WSC, the Low Country's news station.
Listen, National Vietnam Veterans Day, it doesn't have to be sad or mad or glad. It's going to be all those things. I tell you, having a conversation about, you know, having a father serve in Vietnam War and what it meant to our family over the weekend at the VFW Post 445 was interesting because I talked about the first 20 years of my life and then the last 20 years of my life with my father. And I got to tell you, Robert, listening in South Jersey, it's telling my age when I say those things, you know. But the first 20 years of my life, I didn't quite understand Ranger Bob. And thank God for the second 20 years I had with him. I mean, he's no longer with us, but I did get some stories. And I just encourage everyone to share their stories while they still can. And you and I share the fact that our fathers served in Vietnam. Good morning, Robert.
Thank you for your show. And thank you for making me think about my father. I wasn't ashamed of my father, but I wasn't really proud that he was a mess sergeant in Vietnam, until I learned as a cab driver from the manager that any army travels on their stomach. And to do what my father did, to set up a kitchen in the field while bullets were flying, mm-hmm. was a very noble, very, very noble job.
Oh, God, most important. You don't have sustenance. You don't have anything.
And as I grew and as I became more mature, I became more and more proud of my father.
Yeah.
My father was a dietitian at Walter Reed Army Hospital, which afforded me the same care that the president get.
Big time.
Afforded me to be able to go to school in Silver Springs, Maryland. We, you know, to get an education. I got into video at the age of 14. Everything that, you know, my father did, he did for our country and he did for his family.
That's amazing. I really appreciate you sharing that, Robert. I really do.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Robert is in South Jersey. He listens live via the iHeartRadio app. And I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to the folks who are listening at military bases overseas. They are able to stream the show live on the iHeartRadio app at 94.3 WSC. We also have a post-show podcast, which I will put this up and you hopefully can share it. And maybe it starts some conversations and some stories are shared. I hope that this encourages you to do so. You can share the podcast, share a story, but do so while people will be able to ask questions still. The whole point is to share those stories so that, you know, your service is never forgotten because we care, we appreciate you, and want you to have that welcome home that you have always deserved.
This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC, WSCC Goose Creek, Charleston.
I get so fired up. Here we've got flooding and deadly tornadoes in Georgia and Alabama, and the Yahoos in office aren't even talking about Raphael Warnock. Where are you, buddy? You're in Georgia raging about trying to divide people on race when it comes to voting. You got the rest of these idiots working hard to give, you know, illegals more benefits than our veterans in the United States of America. I mean, what kind of world are we waking up to this morning? Welcome in. It is the 29th of March. It is National Vietnam Veterans Day. Thanks to former President Trump, who pinned it back in 2017. It was a long time coming for this welcome home. So I encourage you to share your stories, our Vietnam veterans out there. Maybe you are a family member of a Vietnam veteran. Over the weekend, I was sharing some of my father's stories. I'll continue to here in the program. I don't know how many people want to hear about the whole puking plane story, but, you know, oh, well, it's out there. But my father, if you've never heard about his service, he was in country in Vietnam from 68 to 69. I believe it was September to September with the 5th Special Forces. He was a part of an elite group. I call him Real Life Rambo, with Mac V. Sog and the Mike Force and, you know, tip of the spear type stuff. And many things I have so many questions about that I'll never get answered because he's no longer with us. So I beg, plead, and pray that you share your stories with your loved ones because we care. I cared. And Dad now buried in Arlington. But honestly, if we didn't work pretty hard to get him there, and that goes way back over decades of working hard as a family. I mean, when he came back, he was married for 10 years, made two beautiful children, you know, married the love of his life. But after a decade of marriage, they were divorced. My father couldn't handle having a family. My mother understood he needed to go off and take care of himself. And she became the heroine who raised two children on her own. I mean, we had a loving, supportive family, thank God. But, you know, the first 20 years of my life, I didn't understand what Ranger Bob was all about. I didn't have a clue, you know, the elite things that my father did, only reporting to the president. I didn't know that he had two tours in Vietnam where he went back and with Operation Lazarus and Bo Gritz and brought back POWs and MIAs, and it, just incredible stuff that I learned over the second half of my life over very hard kitchen table conversations that I had with my dad. And I'm just glad that we had closure. And I thank God for my sister who stepped up and became a real hero in our family and bringing us back together. These are things that, you know, while you're still here and still alive, this is part of the tough conversation I had over the weekend, getting all up in my feelings at the VFW Post 445. But I think it's important, this National Vietnam Veterans Day, because all lives that are affected in wartime matter. And so your stories matter. I encourage you to share them while you're here. 721-TALK, 843-721-8255. And if you don't want to put them on blast on the radio, do like my father did and put them down on paper. The Slip, Slide, and Away story is on paper. That's how I got to hear about that. And there's another story coming up. You'll hear from one of my dad's war buddies. His name's Mike Spotswood, who created something called Cup of Joe Radio. And Cup of Joe Radio takes all those songs for our Vietnam War veterans that take them back to a place in time where you want to go and you don't want to go, whether you like it or not. And it's a real great therapy session, frankly, Cup of Joe Radio and Mike Spotswood. And Mike told me a story I'd never heard before, and I thank goodness for it, about my father. And he'll share it with you here coming up.
Putting the new in news.
Yes, here I come, future.
94.3 WSC, the Low Country's news station.
I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen. I made it to Arlington.
I got to give a shout out to Cup of Joe Radio, Mike Spotswood, who shared a story about Dad's Vietnam War experience on this National Vietnam Veterans Day, dubbed in 2017. It was far too long in coming for the welcome home for our Vietnam veterans. But today, the 29th of March, is National Vietnam Veterans Day. I spoke over the weekend a little bit about my dad's Special Forces service and at the VFW Post 445 on James Island. Shout out to everyone who came, our listeners, those who invited me, including my Uncle Richard and my Aunt Linda. Love you both, to talk about my father's service and what it meant for our family moving forward. And please, you know, pull out your patches, ribbons, badges, and talk to, you know, younger generations about your service. We care. And, you know, we want to make sure that your memories live on. I made a special vest for my motorcycle that is a complete tribute to best I can to my father's service with his patches and pins, and made some extra, you know, new patches of his favorite T-shirt, which says, you know, mess with the best, die like the rest, Special Forces. And it's got a, you know, skull with a green beret on it holding an, I think it's an M4. I need to look at it again. But anyway, along my journey of hearing my dad's stories about Vietnam, which I just continue to urge you to share, I came across Mike Spotswood. Dad would tell me about Mike, and it wasn't until after his passing in the last couple of years that I actually was able to catch up with Mike, who had created through the pandemic something called Cup of Joe Radio. And I want all of the veterans out there listening, our military veterans and especially Vietnam veterans, to know that there is a place you can go called Cup of Joe Radio where you can listen to the music of that era. Just know it's going to take you back there. It wound up being, you know, an interesting way to walk that journey, really for some closure for a lot of guys. I remember having the conversation with my dad about where he wanted to be buried. Oh, in the family plot, upstate New York. And I said, Dad, you have earned a spot in Arlington. And he sort of shrugged it off like he did any of his, you know, two going on three Purple Hearts. He said he didn't even do the paperwork for the third Purple Heart. And so he didn't care about that kind of stuff. And, you know, I remember saying to him, would this make your father proud? And he said, yes. And he said, okay. So that's how we got Ranger Bob to Arlington. Mike shared this story of how it's just incredible the way life works. Listen.
I took a job in Channel 5 in Syracuse, CBS affiliate. And first or second day, I was on the job. This guy kept on looking at me. I'm saying, what's wrong with this guy? You know, then he kind of come up to me, looked at me. That's the way Bob was. Hey, are you that Marine that jumped into my special forces camp? And I go, must be. Then we remembered each other. And I was with the Marine. I was with Marine Force Recon, but that time I was with the Marine Air Delivery Unit. And when special forces camps and Quezon and all that were under siege, they couldn't get planes, they couldn't get helicopters in, they needed supplies, so they airdropped it. Then we had to jump in, like at 500 feet, and get our chutes back because there was a shortage of chutes. So we might end up staying out there for a month at a time, depending when they could get somebody in to get us back out. So we became really good friends. And matter of fact, Bob lived down the street from me. And after like the 11 o'clock news, we were young back then, you know, and we would go out and play pool. And Bob and I were pretty good pool players, so we got a lot of free beer. So there was a couple of different, you know, a couple of different bars we'd go play pool. And some of the other engineers, production people say, hey, where you guys are going? And we just let, it was an inside joke that Bob and I had. We said, well, we're going to go to Arlington, you know, because when you're young, you don't really think about going to Arlington, but you do. I mean, you know, it's something that you think really think about. So it was a private joke. And then when I got a letter from you girls saying that that your dad had made it to Arlington, man, I just sat down and cried. I couldn't help it. And sometimes, you know, things like that come back. And nobody deserves Arlington better than your dad, believe me.
He was one. Tip of the spear.
Yeah, yeah. What a great guy.
Well, and so Mike Spotswood there, my dad's, you know, war buddy, created something called Cup of Joe Radio. And it's not normally that I would ever send y'all somewhere else on the dial than right here to 94.3 WSC. But on this National Vietnam Veterans Day, you got to hear about his program that airs 4 p.m. on Friday nights, where he explains.
Our mix is 85% music, 15%, you know, testimonials. We got like the VFW comes in and we have a veterans representative. So we kind of keep up on veterans legislation and people like Doug. I mean, they just make the program basically, you know, we're just kind of keeping it simple, but we're growing membership. Reese across America wanted to carry us in a primetime spot. So that's working out really well for us too. So every Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, all you have to do is tell Alexa or Siri or any of them, Rochester Free Radio. Again, that's Rochester Free Radio, and we automatically come up. And same with Reese Across America. You can go to their website or whatever. They also play us Friday at 4 p.m., and they rebroadcast us at 9 at night. And it's happy hours, so have your bottle ready.
So there you go, folks. So he plays the music of the era of the Vietnam War on this National Vietnam Veterans Day. We salute you. We thank you. And we say welcome home.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch her show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.